Super Fantasy Football Show.
Come back down to Planet Rando, Brian.
Oh my gosh, a domestic abuser.
What is it? He just sent a dick pic to Jerry. What are you? A perp or something?
Are you too busy to put your blackout dates on the Google Doc? I'm 1,000% sure you and your little butt buddy Randy have already talked about this, so.
Never. We would never
collude. You fucking canoodling.
No collusion.
We would
no
never collude, John.
Tyreek Hill. Stephon Diggs. It's going to be probably the widest margin victory. I mean.
Hey, Matt, shrimp out of landlocked state, sign me up.
I don't think Randy's going to have a first round pick the entire decade of the 2020.
That's a guy that keeps his fall free. He knows it's football season.
Right.
And, you know, what's up with some of these people planning trips to Italy during football season?
Welcome back to a Super Fantasy Football Show. I'm John.
And I'm Randy. For the second time.
Take two. We got about 7 minutes in, the last one, before my dumbass realized that I didn't record. So, take two for us, Rando. We're in the playoffs. We got some heavy hitters. Is that what I said last time? I think so.
That is a lot of points being scored, John. A lot of points from all four teams being scored.
A ton of points. yeah, we're looking at a minimum. Depends on Denny Irvine. They're probably pulling up the rear, but they're looking at maybe putting up 120. And if that's your minimum, Rando, holy shit. And at our other end, we have Oink all the way up to 177, their projection. I mean, you got to bring your A game, Rando. You can't miss a beat.
Let's dive right into it, John. We got Oink and the Iron City Olyphants lighting up the scoreboard over here.
He's all business on the second take. Let's do it. Yeah, I mean, I put up 137. I was feeling pretty good about it. And then Oink puts up, they're 143 so far. Rando, that is already their season high score, and they still have three players left to play.
David, going into David this week, this would be if David can match the projections of 177.2, that would be the highest score all season, I believe.
I think you're probably right.
I don't think anyone has scored over 160 all year.
I didn't get too far into those numbers, but yeah, we'll have to check on that, because that's a pretty huge fucking score in week one of the playoffs. That's a fucking statement. Rando, give it to me straight. How fucking worried should I be?
John, you are potentially staring down the barrel of a 40-point deficit going into week two. That's a lot 40. Of points.
I'm not feeling great about that. Well, I've been thinking about it a lot today. And I've decided if it can be within 30 points, I'll feel okay about it. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, you're kind of hoping against hope there.
40, I will say 40 this
point deficit, that's tough to overcome.
I will say this, looking at where you guys are at right now, David still has CeeDee Lamb to play.
Mm-hmm.
E. Higgins and Brandon Aubrey. And I mean, let me click in it. CeeDee Lamb, I believe Dak is not back yet.
I think he's out for the season.
Yeah. So yeah, they're going in there with, I believe, Cooper Rush again. Mm-hmm. Last week, CeeDee Lamb had 4 points. Trying to see. This week, he averages 12 and a half. Let's go down here. He's projected 12.1. But last week against the Giants, he only had 2 receptions. He was targeted 6 times. I'd like to think Cincinnati's defense is better than New York, but I haven't watched a lot of New York Jet football or New York Giant football.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's a chance CeeDee Lamb could have an off night. Who knows with the way kickers have been all year. Brandon Aubrey could have an off night. T. Higgins is going to get his touches. But let's see, what did T. Higgins do against the Steelers? Projected 14.4.
He kicked ass.
He had 14.5 last week. They were on bye in week 12, but then he had 24.5. So T. Higgins seems to be the go-to target outside of Ja'Marr Chase.
When healthy, I will add. So, maybe a little fragile. We would never wish injury upon anyone.
There's an opportunity for David to, not David specifically, but for those three players to potentially drop the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It could definitely go either way. Within a 20, I'd agree with you, 20 to 30 point window, I think that leaves you enough cushion to dig your way back. And you got some heavy hitters coming back next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Obviously pretty thrilled with my performance, putting up 137. That was my fourth highest score on the year, and that was without Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, or Nico Collins. Yep. So, I feel good about my replacements, obviously, but fantasy football, it's a game of skill and luck, and I feel like I was really lucky in the regular season to only lose two games, because it wasn't every week that I was like the highest point total. So it was just about matchups. I just didn't get the right matchups. So, this week I just got Dave's absolute best. Like I said, he's already at 143 and he's projected to get 177 and he's already at his highest total in the year. So,
In the 1 o'clock hour, you had Sam Darnold score 33 points with 5 passing touchdowns. You had Jahmyr Gibbs 16 points, 1 receiving touchdown. Alvin Kamara had a good day, just didn't get into the end zone. He had 9.5. Mm-hmm. Tyreek Hill 22 points. Then you had Cooper Kupp and A-Chain, both 1 with 17.5, 1 with 15. You hit on all cylinders. But no one could have anticipated close personal friend Josh Allen going out, having 6 touchdowns, 51 points.
Mm-hmm.
And Puka Nacua going out, having 12 receptions for 162 yards and 2 touchdowns and scoring 35 points. Shot.
David really did.
You went for the knockout blow, and David said, fuck that, I'm back. I'm swinging.
Oh, yeah, big time.
I'm going to be here all day.
I didn't think it was over. I thought this week was over. I thought I was going to win by, like,
not that I thought it was over. It's just you would think players scoring that many points.
Yeah.
David got pretty lucky. But I will say, John, this is the moment of truth for Oink. I know we're not at the projection stage, but or prediction stage of this thing, but this is the moment of truth for Oink. You're up. You potentially are up 40 points. It's the fourth quarter, Dave. Are you going to beat the Michigans and the Ohio States of the world, or are you going to lose and become the James Franklin of our league? I don't know.
Wow, that's true. Yeah, this is his big James Franklin moment, potentially.
You're up, Dave. It's your big moment. This is the difference between you getting that contract extension that I know the owners are voting on this year, about whether or not we want to make you commissioner next year or whether we cut your ass. This is a statement. David has a chance to, I'm trying to think, what's that old quote? Like, on my ready, unleash hell.
I don't know that old quote. You'll have to get back to us on that.
Where the fuck is Tom when I need him?
Well, speaking of Tom, he made a good point this weekend, because I met you guys for the first half of the Steelers game, and he said if him or David were going to have a good chance, they needed to take advantage of this week when Brian and I both have a lot of players on bye.
Correct. And
to his credit, David, I mean, I still put up a good score, but I mean, he took advantage, and I would much rather be in Oink's shoes than the Olifants right now. Still believe in the boys. Still a lot of fight in us, but boy, is that going to be a big hole to climb out of?
Yeah, and even looking at I don't want to go right into that game, but you got a big climb ahead of you. I'm interested to see with your main players coming back in. Oh, whoa. Hold on one second. I clicked one button too far. If you take a look at it, you got, like you said, Nico Collins coming back. I'm trying to see who these guys play. You got Nico Collins coming back in a pretty favorable matchup with Miami.
Ooh, the Ravens have the Giants up next. Yep. That's pretty clutch.
Brian Robinson Jr., who has had 12 points all – he averages about 12 points a game. They got the Saints.
Okay. I like that.
Ramondre Stevenson is on bye.
I'm not starting him.
Derrick Henry again with the Giants. So, I mean, you definitely have the players to do it. It's just a matter of can you catch lightning in a bottle?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to see. Was this the last week for buys?
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God.
I was going to say, I was interested to see if David had anyone. And out of curiosity, I found it interesting that in the off hours this week, I guess last week now, David cut Jameson Williams from Detroit. He cut him. And Jameson Williams scored 10.5 points sitting on Tom's bench. Tom was able to pick him up.
Did he sign anyone else?
Yeah, and I believe David signed him for Jaden Reed from Green Bay, who he had on the bench and had 0 points.
He did put up a goose egg. I heard about that.
I'm trying to see if I'm right on that. Was it for... where's league? Recent activity. Oh, no. My apologies. It was Jameson Williams for Josh Downs. And
for Josh Downs.
Yeah, and Josh Downs.
Are you sure he's not on Oink's squad?
Oh, hold on, I can't read. Hold on.
Leave
it in. I want everyone to know that I can't read. No, that is who Tom... Yeah, I was right. David dropped Jameson Williams in order to sign Jaden Reed. Tom dropped Josh Downs to pick up Jameson Williams. Pretty interesting move going into the playoffs. You haven't cut an elite player like that.
Well, I mean, it seems like it's going to work out for him potentially.
It'll be interesting to see if that comes back to bite David a little bit. I don't think it will. I don't think it's going to matter all that much. I just thought it was very interesting.
Yeah. Well, do you want to make predictions for this game now? Should we do it game by game?
So I believe, let's do it game by game. I believe last week when we had this discussion, I believe you picked yourself in both rounds.
I did, yes.
And I believe I was the one that said, Oink wins it in week one. But in round two, Oink, the Oliphants is coming for that ass. But, you know, John, I know it's going to come down to tonight.
That makes it tough.
It makes it real tough that we're picking this when the game hasn't even happened yet. I think if Oink gets 40 plus, I think your days are numbered.
Yeah. 40's not coming back from that. I mean, my only hope is Dallas does nothing and...
I'm going to go out on a limb here because I would love all next season to refer to David as our league's very own James Franklin. I'm going to say... that David's team does not score the projected 40 points that they're saying that ESPN is saying he's going to get tonight. I think David goes into week two with a 20 to 30 point lead ish. And I believe that's just enough ground for you to cover and come back in week two and win this thing and go right into the championship game. That's my prediction.
Okay. Well, like I said, as I was digging into the numbers, the fact that I felt good about was I put up 137 points, which would have been, that would have surpassed David's highest total on the year. And that was my fourth highest score. So I'm hoping, you know, next week I got all my boys coming back and I'm seeing the Oliphants just putting a stomping on Oink. And I don't know, 30 points, no problem, 40 points. I think they could do it. Let's see it happen. I'm taking the Oliphants again. And we'll check in next week, see how that goes.
You going to do a recap this year like you did in previous seasons? I'd love to hear that clip come back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, that one probably will. I like I said earlier, feeling better about Oink, honestly. My head would probably pick Oink, my heart sticking with the Fonts. All right, Rando, let's get to the other side. The Running Fools versus Danny Irvine's Gatorade. The Fools are done. They've put up 151 points. Mm-hmm. That's their almost their second highest total. Their second highest was 151.5. So basically their second highest point total to the Danny Irvine's 102 with Ja'Marr Chase left to play. And he's a firecracker, Rando.
There's a chance, John. I'm looking at the numbers now. Ja'Marr Chase is projected 16.7 points this week. But if you look, Ja'Marr Chase has had a 26-point game, a 36-point game, a 22.5-point game, a 17-point game. And most notably in week 10 against Baltimore, he had a 49.5-point game. So if you're Denny Irvine's Gatorade, there's a chance. There's a chance you can narrow this gap. Tom's down 49 points. There's a real chance that Tom can narrow the gap.
Yeah, I feel like Tom needs to get like within like 20, like the 20-point range with Brian to have much of a chance. I do think the Fools are the stronger squad, so the fact that Danny Irvine couldn't capitalize on this week, that's going to, I think, unfortunately, come back to bite him in the ass. But I don't know. I mean, on the other side, let's look at the Fools, because they, like we said, they had a ton of players on bye. They were missing their kicker, who gives a fuck, Joe Mixon, Scary Terry, and Jonathan Taylor. Those are pretty huge. Huge holes.
And all three of them, John, coming back next week with wait, am I in the right game? Yeah, Running Fools. Because it already moves them up in their lineup. Joe Mixon has Miami coming up. Scary Terry has the New Orleans Saints. Jonathan Taylor is Denver. So it was some pretty favorable matchups in coming up for Brian with the guys that were on his bench. But even Brian's team, I mean, if you look at them, similar to Oink, aside from Tyler Bass, I mean, can't be mad at Tyler Bass. His team scored 42 points, so all he got was 6 extra points. But he only really missed on his kicker and, you know, Amon-Ra St. Brown had a down game against Green Bay with 7.5 points, but Brian pretty much hit it on all cylinders. 23 points from Jalen Hurts. Kyren Williams, who I probably, in hindsight, should have kept, 22 points. Justin Jefferson, 28.5. Charbonnet for...
Charbonnet.
How do you pronounce it? Zach Charbonnet? Charbonnet?
Zach Charbonnet, I think.
Don't tell me it's Charbonnet.
That's how people say it.
Those people need to learn how to read. It's Charbonnet. Zach Charizard for the Seattle Seahawks, 33.5 points. I mean,
yeah, that I feel like that was Brian's big break. I don't think that's characteristic of him. And because he's what's his face backup in Seattle? Kenneth Walker's backup, who was a late scratch. Another reason I thought I might be able to pull the rug.
You know what? In week three, John Charbonnet had 23.5 points against Miami, so he did beat his season high.
Well, I think that was also a game that Kenneth Walker was out, actually. So,
yes,
I mean that's going to be a potential huge, infusion for the running fools into their lineup. That's crazy. 33.5 points. And then, well, earlier in the day, let's talk about Tom in the positive light, because earlier in the day, it looked like it was going to be kind of a low scoring affair and
yes,
pretty close. And once Tom started dipping down a little bit and the Miami Dolphins went into overtime, one of his flex spots, Jonnu Smith, had 0 points going into overtime.
Yeah.
He finished the game with 11.5 points, including the game winning touchdown in overtime. And it was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, didn't go all game. Did nothing all game, and then hey, when it mattered most, he came in clutch.
Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, I feel like that's going to be a little emblematic of this series for Tom. You're kind of, hoping on a wing and a prayer.
I mean, the one miss Tom made is because when we were at Mad Mex, Tom was still debating whether to put Chuba Hubbard in his lineup or Braylon Allen.
Of course, he fucking should have.
And what did I say at the table? You never trust the Jets. I specifically said that, and on this note, I was right. Braylon Allen had 9 points, and Chuba Hubbard had 18 points, and that's 9 extra points Tom, could have used to narrow that gap going into Monday Night Football.
Yeah. Tom is really dependent on Jamar Chase putting up a monster game. I will note the game is in Dallas, so it's going to be indoors. I feel like it's very possible that Jamar Chase just goes the fuck off in this game, which I'm fully supportive.
Strong possibility of that.
So, but even then, unless he puts up 50 points again, Tom's going to leave this game down going into next week.
Tom told me last night he believes if he can keep it within 20 points, he thinks he has a strong chance in week 2.
I feel like if he can keep it within 20 points, he has a prayer. I don't think he has a strong chance.
It's a lot of firepower to combat with.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know that we need to even drag out picks here, Rando. I'm ready if you are.
I'm ready when you are, John. You want to kick this one off?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I'm taking the Fools. They're already winning by basically 50 points. I bet they're probably winning by 25 points by the end of the night. And I think that's going to be more than enough for next week. I'm sticking with the Fools. I'll see them in the championship.
I'm torn here, John. I'm torn. I really like the Running Fools. I picked the Running Fools last week to win not only in week 1 and week 2. This is the moment of truth for Tom. I know he says he's stockpiling picks for next year, but you know what, Tom? Everyone, when they can't win this year, they always say it's next year. You can't keep putting it off. It's like having a credit card and you keep saying, oh, I'll make that payment next week. I'll make that payment next week. You know what, Tom? You're never going to pay it. Pay it off now. Get that weekly bill out of your mind. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to agree with you. I think the Running Fools run away with it. If Jamar Chase has a day, Tom narrows the gap, but he'd have to have a pretty damn impressive day to narrow this gap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be an interesting game to watch. And fun fact, Rando, I don't think I'm going to watch a single second of it.
Oh, that's where you're wrong, buddy.
I'm turning off the notifications.
Listen, I want to let you know one thing. I don't know if you know this tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight's Monday Night Football game.
Uh-huh.
It's being broadcast. Who has Monday Night? ESPN?
ESPN, yeah.
It is going to be on ESPN, but like last year where they did the Toy Story game, on Disney Plus, they are doing a Simpsons version of the game.
Shut the fuck up. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so, fuck. I mean, for that, I think it'd be kind of worth watching.
Damn. Okay. Well, no, I can't because I got to get up early tomorrow. And if I watch...
Oh, yeah, big trip coming up. Where are you heading, buddy?
If I put the game on for a second, then I'm not going to turn it off. I'm fucking off to Europe for a little bit here.
Where are you heading? Genovia?
Going to Vienna and then Budapest.
Vienna?
Vienna in Austria.
Like, wait, home of the sausages?
Home of the sausages, yeah.
Oh, if you could find me a Vienna sausage shot glass, that'd be good.
Okay, I'll keep my eyes peeled.
And then, so you're going off to Vienna, and then you end up in Budapest.
Then Budapest, and then back to Vienna, and then back to the States. And that's going to be, like, basically the end of the fantasy football season. So, Brando, you're going to basically take over.
Yeah, next week. I just have the next episode, right?
I think just one episode, yeah. I think I'll be back after that.
Perfect.
Just in time for the championship, I think.
You know what, John? I'll make sure I'll get my recorder out. I'll get some quotes from all weekend long. I had a nice little solo trip planned to Boston, Massachusetts for my birthday on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, come back on Tuesday. Just a quick little in and out thing.
Sure.
And as of this morning, Tom Haley's joining me.
Really? Wow. Breaking
he
news.
Asked if he could tag along, and I said, sure, but unless you got a CPAP machine, you got to get your own room. So he's getting his own room, and I made sure he booked his plane ticket. He's on the same flight, so Tom will be in Boston with me.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. What are you two gals having?
So I had a whole lot of nothing planned before Tom going, and I'm just going to let Tom... drag me around Boston.
Okay, so you're going to be doing a lot of history stuff.
Which I don't mind. I kind of wanted to go to some museums. I wanted to go to the Boston Tea Party, or what is it, the Boston Tea Party Museum. Maybe check out a couple breweries. I know Sam has two breweries in downtown Boston.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So I went to a bachelor party in Boston. I don't remember the name of the places that we went, and they were very collegey, so I don't recommend going there.
I feel like it's going to be one of those trips where me and Tom are, because also we're going on a Saturday, so fine, you have Saturday night, but what do you do Sunday night?
I don't know. Find a nice steakhouse.
Well, Tom did, so we did find two Steeler bars that we can go watch the game at.
Oh, there you go.
And trying to think.
Who are they playing again?
The Eagles.
The Eagles. Okay, finally a non-division game. Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh, that'll be an interesting day in the group chat. We'll see where certain people come down.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. It should be a good matchup. I hope Pickens plays, but that outlook's looking bleak right now.
Is it? Is he not?
Yeah, they didn't rule him out, but they said the hamstring injury is worse than they thought. And
damn it.
I guess they said it's like a minimum 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I laugh every time these balloons fly around me. But, yeah, so there's a pretty good chance that the Steelers won't have Pickens.
Damn. Well, I mean, I was really worried about them without Pickens this past week. And I know they're just the fucking Browns. But we were able to, score some points. So... I don't know. The Eagles are obviously way better. So, I don't know. That sucks, though.
They just lost.
Who did they?
Oh, I keep trying to click on the shared screen. Oh, no, they won.
They won against Carolina.
Yeah, but that game, I believe, 22-16 came down to the wire.
Yeah, I think I saw that too.
So they got beat up a little bit.
Okay.
AJ Brown is also injured, I believe. I could be making that up. Who has AJ Brown?
David. Oink.
All right, let's click oink real quick. I believe oink.
He doesn't have a question mark or anything.
No, maybe he just went down in the game. Nope, I'm wrong. I don't know. I don't know where I saw that. I thought he was also hurt. But
I'll spread that backup.
I'm excited.
AJ Brown hurt.
Two big weeks back to back for the Steelers. We got the Eagles, and then we got the Chiefs rolling into town for Christmas.
This gauntlet that they put us through solely for the fucking HBO documentary is ridiculous. But I'm feeling so good about the team still.
Oh, I am too. Tony Romo said we're the most Super Bowl ready team in the field right now.
I honestly agree with him.
I agree with him. We're pretty complete.
Did you watch Hard Knocks?
I did. I love it.
I watched episode one as well. I thought it was very good.
We were talking about it. I love the contrasting like styles between Zach Taylor,
yeah,
John Harbaugh, and Kevin Stefanski versus Mike Tomlin.
That was my favorite part, yeah.
And I think it's just like funny, I don't know, watching how, I don't know, even like some of the assistant coaches that you never hear from or see, just like seeing how they interact. I find all that interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was, I liked the part, basically when they were coaching, the in-game highlights, I felt like I didn't particularly care that much about. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because I watched the whole Steelers games. So I'm like, so that part kind of lost me. But yeah, I really loved, you know, seeing the differences between the coaches. Although I'm pretty fucking annoyed that they didn't have anything about Deontay Johnson. Like, apparently he did
refuse
to fucking play, and there's no mention of this in Hard Knocks.
So that should be coming up in, I'm sure it'll be in this week's episode.
That was last week's game though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but they always start at the previous week.
Okay. So you think
lead you up into game, and then they do all the highlights because Cincinnati plays tonight. So yeah, it's going to be a long night over at HBO. Them cutting and piecing everything together.
That's fucking crazy. Okay. All right. Well, tomorrow night, looking forward to it. I will.
Hey, John.
I don't know if I'll see it.
Speaking of tomorrow night.
Yeah.
How old are we now, buddy?
32.
We're turning 32, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of tomorrow, happy 32nd birthday to the one and only owner of the Technical Fouls. Matthew Chez.
That's a technical foul. 32nd
birthday, baby.
Wow. 32. That's crazy. I mean,
he got me by 5 days. He just had to beat me at that. Chez was in a big old rush to come climbing out of that womb.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. Well, he had business to conduct.
A big old head of his. happy birthday, Matthew. I hope you're listening.
Happy birthday, Matthew. Good luck in the Constellation Tournament. How are things going in there, by the way? Do you pay attention to that?
I have been since I've been still picking up players to try to keep them away from the top dogs. But in the Constellation Ladder, you have the Real Americans right now, 118 to Hoctua's 62. Well, I'm going to tell you, and all the Suns, 107.5 to the Technical Fouls, 79.5. But, John, I do just want to point out, there were a few teams that put a roster claim on Isaac. I'm going to butcher this one, too. Isaac Garendo.
You caught it. That was it. Good job.
The fourth string running back for the San Francisco 49ers. I know Tom had a claim that was rejected. I know Brian did. And he had, why can't I see it? Where's my scoreboard? guys, I'm sorry. Technology.
Come on.
He had 25 points.
Damn.
So I was happy yesterday that I kept him from Tom and Brian.
Oh, my God.
Whether or not either one of them would have started him, it's a different story. But I'm glad I started him, and I'm glad it paid off. And not that it mattered for me, but I'm just glad Tom and Brian couldn't have him.
That's so funny. I don't remember, like, there ever being a huge free agent thing happen in the playoffs. I'm sure it has happened, but that feels like a potentially really big one with all their injuries.
That's I remember funny. Tom texted me that night,
oh, yeah.
like the night before the waivers. Here, wait, I think I still have it. He, let me scroll up. Where is it? We're almost here. Sorry, guys. Oh, right here. Tom said, this is at 9:35 on Tuesday. He goes, I wish there was a way to manipulate the waiver wire, LOL. I know I'm not going to get the guys I want. And I said, well, if you're looking for the third string running back from San Francisco, I put a claim in on him. And he goes, asshole, I think everyone did. So, glad you couldn't have him, Tom. He's mine. Maybe, potentially a keeper right now. Who knows?
I wonder who the first claimant would have been, if not for you. Because I didn't even bother to put in a claim, because I knew I wasn't going to fucking get him.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It had to have been... I don't know. That's be interesting.
Yeah.
David, if you know, because I know you can see it, tell us who
was the first... It's in the waiver report. We're trying to keep this short, but I'll pull it up real quick.
There's a waiver report button?
Come on, Rand. If you're not checking the waiver report, you're not trying.
Why didn't you tell me this yesterday? I was asking. I was trying to find it.
Okay, so you claimed him. Running Fools would have been next. And then Denny Irvine's Gatorade would have been after that.
Oh, God.
So, that's amazing. That would have been huge. Well, I guess Tom wasn't going to get him regardless, but that's too fucking funny. 25 points in the consolation ladder.
Now I see it. Yeah. Hey. Denny Irvine's Gatorade also tried to make a claim for Jaden Reed, which is funny because he got Jameson Williams, the person David cut. Interesting. Ooh. Hey, maybe some collusion there.
All right, Rando. Do you want to give a sneak peek of what you're going to be talking about without me? Do you want it to be a surprise? Your episode.
No, it's always a surprise.
Okay. All right.
Hey, we're going to be talking championships, John.
Okay, right on.
We're rolling right into championship week. The first round of the championship.
I'm excited to listen. I think I'll be in Budapest, so. I'll give it a listen.
What's the national language of Budapest?
Hungarian.
All right, we'll try to do the episode a little bit in Hungarian, so you can follow along in Hungarian. Tom, David, well, John, it can't be you. Chez, Eric, brush up on your Hungarian. You never know who could be the guest.
Ooh.
When Johnny's out of town.
I'm excited to see.
Maybe Hawk 2. Maybe Hawk 2 if we can get him. Who knows?
All right. That's our show for the week. Best of luck to everyone except for Oink. This has been a Super Fantasy Football Show. Randy will be back next week. And until then, I'll see you in Vienna.
Take us out, Glow City.